Welcome to episode 1 of Super Good Meditation Hour, reminding you to breathe and also ask questions.
I want to go back into the book of questions. Remember the book of questions?
I do. We're kicking it old school for episode 75.
Okay. So you remember the book of questions, the very first few episodes of the show, we got our questions from there.
The Necronomicon. No, that's a different book.
This was before we started getting them from Reddit or just making them up. And there were probably better questions back then when we got them out of a book.
Of course. They actually put effort into thinking of what good questions are.
Okay.
Instead of just letting the divine muse of inspiration rule them.
I don't know if any of my favorite questions have come from the book, though. I think my favorite ones are the ones that we just make up. But
I know. They're so much better.
Okay, here's one.
Fuck that stupid book.
Here's one that I chuckled at just now.
Okay.
Would you want to implant a rice grain-sized computer chip in your fingertip to enable you to throw away your credit cards and keys and use a simple hand wave to make a purchase and unlock doors?
Can't you do this for real? Isn't the...
Yeah, this is really aging the book of questions.
Yeah.
You can do this. I mean,
I don't know if it works as a credit card that well yet, but they will put a grain of rice in you. No problem.
Yeah.
An RFID tag or whatever.
But I don't think they're small enough to be a grain of rice, but it doesn't matter because you can just wave your phone to do all of the things that this is talking about, although it's not as smooth as having it implanted in your finger.
I would put it in my finger if I could like take it out easily.
That doesn't seem like...
Because I don't want anybody chopping my fingers off to open my safes and stuff.
So,
or steal my identity. Like they just chop my fingertip off and assume my identity.
So you'd put like a sticker on your fingernail.
I'd be like, here, just take it.
I mean, that's valid. They chop off fingers for less already. So finger theft would become far more prevalent.
True. You just have fake fingertips.
No, you wouldn't. Just
theft deterrents.
If it was a grain of rice, though, would you do it? And they sewed it in. Like, you can't easily take it out.
Well,
but it's really good. It unlocks, like, its failure rate is 0.
If it's going in permanently, it also has to, like, sense magnetic fields. It has to find water somehow. It can, like, it helps me survive in the desert.
Can you just use a stick with two handles?
I think you have to be really skilled to pull that off. That's called dowsing, and it's considered witchcraft by some, but also like people actually still are doing it, like, and get jobs doing it.
No, they don't.
No, I'm serious.
Nobody
is a dowser. Like government jobs.
No.
To find water doing that stick bullshit.
Not with the stick bullshit. No way.
Totally still doing it. They have modern tools.
Oh, okay.
That are literally like forged metal sticks.
Oh.
Forged like metal branches.
So it's not a modern tool. It's just a metal version.
Well, like it was made in a stick. It was made in this century.
But is it bullshit? What?
You tell me, man. How is it working?
Did you?
How the fuck are they doing it?
Did you see this on YouTube?
I could have. I didn't definitely not see it on YouTube, but no, I've seen it many places. It's an age-old tradition and skill that is like still widely accepted as
no valid, way. I don't believe you.
At the same time, like nobody really can define how it works.
Well, have they have they tested to see if just randomly walking around with a stick is...
Maybe there's just water everywhere every time they dig. It just happens to be water there.
Well, like, seriously, though, like... like, I don't believe you that they're that the government is paying people to do this with sticks still. There probably are water finders, but they're not using sticks with handles.
There 100% are. There's normal dudes, non-ironically, taking it seriously with friggin' clipboards and buttoned-up shirts.
Is that what makes someone serious to you?
Yeah. And they're...
He's got a clipboard.
Walking around in business attire.
What are they writing on their clipboard? Like, strong feelings here, weak feelings here.
I have no idea. They probably have a whole jargon unto their own.
I still can't tell if you're trolling me or not. This is not real. They don't have a jargon.
Listeners, look it up. Dowsing.
I've heard the term before. I'm going to put it in the show notes, but I don't believe you.
This episode is brought to you by nail clippers. Create little tiny shards of pain that are just scattered around your house invisibly.
Dude, clean up your nail clippings.
How? They go everywhere. So I was watching Family Guy the other night, like season 15 or 16.
Okay.
And this one episode, Peter starts a podcast.
What?
And it's literally Super Good Question. He hosts it at the bar where they all drink with the four dudes, Cleveland, Glenn, yeah, and Joe, the wheelchair guy.
Yeah.
And the episode that they show is they ask the question, how many fourth graders could you fight off?
You know, this is exciting. Our second podcast.
All right, but listen up, Cleveland. No more of your long stories, all right?
Yeah, people aren't used to boring podcasts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose they ought to call me Jelly, because sometimes I get on a roll.
None of that.
Welcome once again to Thanks for the Clamories. Okay, common question that everybody thinks about. How many fourth graders do you think you could take at once?
What?
I mean, obviously, if you had to fight against a million fourth graders, you'd lose. So, like, what's the real number? Like, what's the legitimate number of fourth graders that you could successfully take on?
We are the most basic of bitches.
Yeah.
Is the reason.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not answer that exact question? Why not fully embrace it?
Yeah. No, that's fair. I think that's a great idea.
So he's, I think... It's Quagmire stipulates, or he asks what kind of weapons are involved.
Right.
And Peter says anything you can find on a schoolyard. It's fair game.
Okay.
And Joe adds that you could really fuck a kid up with a swinging chain from a swing set.
Yep.
Agreed.
Valid point, Joe.
So how many? What's the number?
Okay. I'm trying to think, how big is a fourth grader? Can you picture a fourth grader sized person?
Good question. I'm going to say about 4 foot tall, probably, probably prepubescent.
Okay. Male children or female children?
Oh, good question. It's gotta be a mix. It's gotta be an average classroom mix.
Okay. All right, so the average 10-year-old boy is 70 pounds and 54 and a half inches, which is four-ish, yeah. Four and a bit.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, it's a mix, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're all coming at you pretty equal.
Yeah, at just over 4 feet.
Uh-huh.
And about 70 pounds.
Yeah. And they got their wits about him. Just not a lot of, not a lot of body sense, you know? They don't.
Yeah. Honestly, like.
They don't know how to manipulate their stupid little bodies yet.
Yeah, they know enough, though.
They know enough. Like, they can throw their arms and flail at you, but they're not going to, they're not going to, like, put you in jujitsu holds or anything.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because they've got numbers, even in low numbers.
Yeah, it's about numbers. It's about overrunning you, for sure.
Yeah.
Not tactical takedowns.
And, like, are they going really, is this, like play fighting, or are they trying to kill me?
They're, like, crazed. Just foaming at the mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically rabid.
Okay.
So maybe even a little extra strong because of that.
I will say, realistically,
a little bit of zombie strength.
I think most guys would be like 80. But I will say probably 3. Like, I 4, 5, maybe on a good day. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Like, do I have to incapacitate them to get a, like,
yeah, you basically have to,
I have to, like, choke out,
knock them out,
5
or decapitate
kids.
Them
yeah. Or okay, we're not concerned about the welfare of the children post fight at all.
No, this is a survival situation for you,
so I can decapitate. Yeah, no, honestly, like, I feel like they're strong, you know.
They're not super strong, but, like, one could theoretically one hit you if they had, like, a nail with a, like, a board with a nail in it they found on the playground or something. Or one of them was smart enough to makeshift some sort of lethal weapon.
See, you said rabid, so I picture them as, like, not pre-planning.
No, you're right. In the heat of the moment, it's pretty much whatever's lying around.
Yeah. Like, I do see the chains as a big...
Uh-huh. Maybe a broken hockey stick.
Yeah. Personally, I would be using the chains as well. Maybe just because you said it.
You have to get them off the swing, though. That could prove difficult.
Yeah, but, like, you just need to get them near the swing, and then you have chains at your disposal.
Okay.
Right?
True, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some Jackie Chan shit, fighting with an actual swing set, like, not without dismantling it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm picturing. Like, you get them close, you sort of, all you have to do is get the chain around their neck and then hold it tight and wait.
No, it's too slow, man. You'll be overrun by it.
You can kick the other
kicks
ones
to the shins
for a bit while you do it.
Maybe.
How long does it take? I don't know.
Get your chain choke game real tight.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your number, though?
Well, okay, so my strategy is, first of all, it depends, like, how we start. Like, are they starting really close to me, like, surrounding me? Because if it's like a bunch of them coming at me from one front, I'm going to run the other way and slowly pick off, like, the front guys with wheel kicks while keeping my distance.
That's a valid strategy, but so I don't think you could do, like, they... Kids can run forever. They'll run you down so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to get in the simulator.
I think you'd kick one, maybe, and then you'd, like, sort of trip as you ran away.
Yeah, you're right.
And you wouldn't even have kicked him that well, because you're not a trained
martial artist. Overestimating my kick power, for sure. So I got, like, maybe a couple good donkey kicks, and I got to land him square, and that's only two kids. Yeah.
I think you'd, like, wind one kid and then be overrun, because you'd be tired from running. How far can you realistically run?
I'll have you know, I ran 1.5 miles the other day.
That's actually impressive to me. But still,
I've been working up to a 5K for several weeks.
You've been working up to a 5K your whole life?
Technically, yes.
Okay, still, did you say 1.5 miles?
Yeah.
Why do you measure it in miles? You live in Canada.
I don't know. It's my, I can't figure out, or I can't be bothered to change my, Apple Watch's
right
setting.
Anyways, I, like, kids can run forever. So I don't.
Yeah, but they run slow too.
And it's not the same running when you're running away from rabid kids as it is when you run around the block.
It's much faster.
When you're running away from rabid children?
Yeah.
No, you're not going in, like, a straight predictable line. You're like jumping over shit.
There's adrenaline.
It's more like parkour. You said it's on a playground. You got to dodge.
No, okay. Well, I definitely could run a much shorter distance because I'd be sprinting. But when I jog, it's like super slow. Like any even a fat kid could run me down at that pace.
Yeah. My point is that you'll maybe injure two kids and then you'll die.
Maybe that's the strategy. I run in circles and then I start lapping the slower kids and I take them out at the tail of the line.
That might be legit, actually.
Until they figure out like what's happening and start trying to flank me.
Yeah. If they're dumb enough to fall for it, that might work. I don't know how smart a kid in fourth grade is either, but I think they're able to cut you off. I think they can predict like where the ball is going in a sports game. So I think they know.
It's all about controlling the crowd of them, though. Like, yes, some of them will run at you. As you make your circle, some will run at you. And those are the ones you can attack as you run. You want to have something you can swing in motion.
So and you're then, coming at this but, from like a border collie's perspective. Like you want to corral. You almost want to herd the
children. Yeah, exactly. Herd is an excellent term.
Yeah.
You're microing. I was thinking of it as a StarCraft micro approach.
What is that?
When you have like microing is fine controlling your units.
Oh,
like
okay.
Really specifically.
Gotcha.
And
they're not your units though, they're zombie children.
Well, right. But so in my case, I'm the only one unit, but I'm controlling.
Right.
You know, I'm using very specific patterns to move the enemies in a way that I can attack them.
I honestly like my number for you is also three.
All this strategy and I just fall within three kids.
Yeah, like so none of this is gonna work. You're not gonna you're done.
Okay, what about this? I climb on top of something like in my playground there was like a transformer, like an electrical transformer. What if you got on top of that and you just like as kids clawed their way up, you just pull one up and punt them off one by one.
Yeah, not a bad strategy. That's like that's the most legit of your strategies thus far, I think.
All right. I think we can get 15 kids that way.
Okay. I think you'd still get about four or five in and you'd probably trip and fall off the power thing and then you get devoured. Okay, I'm going back into the book of questions again.
The Necronomicon.
Would you have one of your fingers removed surgically if it guaranteed you? I thought this one was appropriate because somehow we got to amputating fingers from the first question from the book. Anyways, it guarantees you immunity from all major diseases.
Oh, yeah. I can pick the finger?
Well, it doesn't say. It doesn't specify. So, I think it'd be boring if we said you could pick the finger because we both would say yes, right? Like no questions, really?
Can I at least pick the hand?
You can pick the hand, but it's always a thumb.
What?
It's not a finger, it's a thumb.
It has to be a thumb.
Yeah. Because that's the only way I can think of making this this not... Because you would take any finger from any hand, right?
I don't know. I would really fuck up my guitar playing if I lost a left finger, but...
No, you can work around that. You could make it part of your story. You'd probably become more successful.
There are some insane... Like, I knew a kid in high school who just... I think he was like a thalidomide baby. He just had like a little hoof kind of thing.
Yeah.
With kind of like a tentacle on the end.
Yes.
And he was a good fucking guitar player.
Really? He just had one?
Like
how did he...
His left hand was like basically a stump. It kind of came to a bit of a point.
Right.
His right hand was a kind of a claw that he could just hold a pick with, just managed to hold a fucking
what the fuck
pick and he between was a his good, two he little was pincers.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he could, I think he tuned to like some kind of open slide tuning, but right, yeah, right, he right. could he could legit play.
Yeah, that's cool. So given that that guy exists, you would probably take any finger, right? No major diseases. That covers a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the older you get, the more you cash in on that.
Yeah, I do it today, any finger, no problem. Now,
it's probably the smart choice, like, for anyone, really.
Okay, so which finger, let's first off, let's do which finger would you choose if you could choose?
Ring finger, right hand.
Interesting choice. Yeah, I think I'm with you, though. Middle finger, maybe?
Or maybe pinky, right hand. I'm not sure.
I feel like pinky's important.
Is it? It's not. It's not that strong. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I think I'm with you on ring finger, though. It just seems like the least useful.
Think about rock climbing. Which, what do you want to dig? What do you want to hold your weight on? Your pinky or your ring finger?
No, of course. But like day to day. I don't know. I feel like the pinky is dexterous. I don't know.
It does signal that you're drinking.
Tea?
Yeah.
Yes, it does do that.
Did you know that, like, I often lift my pinky when I drink anything, and it actually is a reflex in gripping tighter.
Oh.
It loosens up your tendon more or something to allow these fingers to be tighter.
Interesting.
Stupid. Stupid facts. Have you seen Adam Devine's stand-up hour? His Netflix special?
I have. I don't remember a pinky bit, though.
No, just he always says stupid after his bits.
That's funny.
I started picking up on it, and it's all I could hear after a point. Kind of started to ruin it for me.
That's something
like,
I would do.
He's got funny bits, but after everyone, he's like, oh, stupid.
No, I like it. I like it. Okay. So back to the question. I think we both would do a finger, especially if we could choose. You know, mm-hmm. I would take like a week or so to research and choose my finger and then do it.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But
think about a clever tattoo that you can work into it. Because if you have the knowledge of pre-losing a finger, then
yeah,
you can
really plan around it.
Really got a good little pun happening.
I wouldn't want to plan too hard, though. I'd just get stuck trying to decide which finger. So, okay, but would you do it for either thumb? I think I might do it for left thumb, non-dominant thumb.
Yeah, maybe I could get a little like prosthetic brace that I could push against the back of the guitar neck.
Are you thinking of this question only in terms of guitar? Yeah,
I don't know how else to do it. What else do I use my hands for? Nothing. Fucking nothing.
How about everything? How about typing? How about holding the hand of your loved one?
I only use my thumbs for typing these days.
I thought you were going to say for holding the hand of your loved one.
Yeah, it is. That holding hands is weird without a thumb, I bet.
Oh, well, it's still holding hands, but no, it's only holding hand.
It's holding palms.
No, I was going to say holding hand, like only one person is holding, really, right? Like, oh, yeah. It's like holding a child's hand.
Yeah. They're holding your hand. Yeah. You're just a useless flipper.
If you don't have a thumb, you're just... All right. Would you do it for a thumb?
I don't know. It's still all diseases, and that's... all diseases. So many things.
Yeah, it's everything.
You're going to get so much life out of that.
It's way too bad.
If you don't get in a car accident.
How do you die then? Like what falls under disease?
Well, we recently classified aging as a disease, or someone did, like Switzerland did or something. Right.
Well.
Or they're trying to, like the World Health Organization is like thinking about classifying aging as a disease.
Well, is it like, is it a finger for eternal life then? Because that makes it easier too.
No, in the spirit of the question, I'm sure they hadn't thought of but longevity like, as a
okay, so
health thing yet.
You're like perfectly healthy and then you die at 100 from getting hit by a bus is most likely what's going to happen.
I want 108 and then I'll do it. What's the best podcasting TV show? And when I say podcasting, I mean, you know what I mean. Talking on Mike's show before podcasting was a thing.
Radio. Radio shows that have radio stations.
Oh, radio. Is that? Yes. Now, okay. That's what it used to be called.
Yes. Okay.
Your choices are Radio Free Roscoe.
Tell me about Radio Free Roscoe. I can only like picture the character. I never watched it.
I believe that was the one. Is her name Lily Todd? The cute blonde Avril Lavigne knockoff?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
There was like a girl on Radio Free Roscoe. What do you call it? A girl? And I obviously had a crush on her at the same time as having a crush on Avril Lavigne. I
think yeah.
She was like her character was like an Avril Lavigne type on the show.
So what year was this show?
But she also in real life was a recording artist.
Okay.
You know how young actresses do.
Was it Hilary Duff?
It was, no, but she was like, she probably knew Hilary Duff and went to her birthday party.
Okay. All right. But was it, so it was like a Disney Channel show?
Radio Free Roscoe? Was it Disney? Or Family Channel?
I have no
idea.
I don't remember it at all.
I think it was on YT. Like, I saw it on YTV, but it could have been made by Disney.
But anyways, it was like...
But I think it was actually Canadian, so it was maybe made by YTV.
Hmm. But it was like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was live action, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a high school, like Saved by the Bell era, like modern kind of Saved by the Bell setting.
Yeah. I never watched it at all.
All around their high school radio station, which like what kind of high school has a radio station? I don't know.
I think I was thinking of Rocco's Modern Life when you said Radio Free Roscoe.
You want to just make this episode about Rocco's Modern Life? Because that's a way better show than any of the ones that are about to come up.
Okay, no. Let's stick to this. So what other shows are based on around radio stations?
Okay.
I can think of the other YTV one, Radioactive.
Yes. Radioactive, I think, sprung up like on the heels of Radio Free Roscoe.
Oh, okay.
And was...
I actually watched Radioactive.
Yeah, Radioactive, I think the cast was like a little bit older. I don't know if they were in college or they were still supposed to be high school or whatever.
I think it was supposed to be high school, but yeah, they were like... way too old.
They were adults. Yeah.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah. It had that guy with the smush face on it.
That Derek Whibley looking motherfucker.
Yes.
Yes. The blonde Derek Whibley.
I'm seeing some 41 tomorrow, by the way.
I know. really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm sure there are still tickets.
Derek Whibley and Avril Lavigne have come up in the same episode. It's very meant to be.
Yeah. Okay. So there's those two shows. And then there's Frasier.
Yep.
Which is also based around a radio station.
The OG podcast show. Predating all our 90s kids radio shows by, I'm sure, at least 5 years.
Did you watch Frasier when it was on?
Oh, yeah. I love Frasier.
You liked Frasier when it was on?
Yeah.
You must have been a weird kid.
So weird.
I've come to appreciate it now. Like I've seen it on, I think on Prime or something. But as a kid, it was the most boring show in the world.
Yeah, no, I would watch the like sitcom hours like when it was on. Yeah. It used to be on around Seinfeld and
right, yeah.
like Wings or something.
Right.
I, for some reason, love those shows.
Yeah, I feel like you were like an old soul of a child.
But also, like, I tuned into them like on like a really fuzzy, like one station TV
yeah.
in my bedroom. It yeah. only got that station. So
I had a TV in my bedroom as well, and it had a wired remote.
Nice.
Like, it was like mechanical. It was like two rows and a switch, I think. So it was like 15 buttons and a switch, if I'm remembering correctly.
Uh-huh.
And it would be 1 to 15, and then you'd flip the switch for 16 to 30.
Nice.
And those were your channels.
Man, they were so dumb back then. They had to keep track of your channel, like, analogly.
Yeah. yes, analogly they did. okay,
like, so the TV didn't even know what channel it was supposed to be without that stupid remote.
No, it didn't. You're correct.
You had to put a TV in gear.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You basically had to, like, hand crank a TV to even, like, what would happen if you just severed the remote? Was the TV dead?
I don't know how it works.
Like, exactly. I don't know what station! What station? What station?
I think that's there a CRT was a separate... panicking. I think there was a separate box that was like the tuner that the remote plugged into. but yeah, it was very, very old school. And like, you couldn't change channels without like a clacking mechanical
yeah.
device.
Side note, I love that sound and feeling.
All, yes.
An old TV dial yeah. clacking.
All old.
So satisfying.
Yeah. All old analog things sound and feel.
Yeah.
Very satisfying.
Yeah. One day I just want to have a wall of old, like, speaker dials.
Yes. And buttons shit. And switches.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I think we should make that.
Somebody. One of us needs to have a child so we have an excuse to build
oh, man.
A fun wall.
We don't need that.
A clacky wall.
We have to make clacky right now.
The original clacky.
Okay. What were we? Okay. Yes. Radio shows. So we've got three. Should we just rate those and call it a day? Do you know of any others?
Frasier, number one. Let's go home.
Do you know of any others?
Hmm.
Can you think of one more radio show to throw in here? Then I'll make a Twitter poll.
What was that one? CKRP in Cincinnati?
Oh, news radio.
News radio.
That
there you go.
I yes. Okay.
I never watched episodes. Do they actually do their broadcasting as part of the episode?
Good question.
Because that is key.
Good question. That has been true in all of the shows that we've mentioned so far.
Mm-hmm.
They must, right? It's called news radio.
You guys never show them doing the news radio. That's
that
a Boston
character?
Guy reviewing news radio in 1996.
Okay, great. Have you ever watched it? I've tried to watch it.
I've seen little bits of it.
Yeah.
I've heard it is actually like pretty funny.
Yeah, there are fans. There are definitely fans. People think it was a great show, but I've never been able to get into it. Maybe I should try again. Anyways, yeah, okay, fine.
You owe it to Joe Rogan.
We'll rank them, what? Frasier?
Frasier, then Radio Free Roscoe, then Radioactive.
Then News Radio? Just because we don't know?
Just because we don't know. But what about WKRP in Cincinnati?
Is that a show?
I feel like it's...
I know it's a thing
lighting
that,
up some part of my brain.
I know it's a thing that people say. I don't know if it's referring to like just that station or a show.
I'm going to say it is a show, but it ranks last because it didn't even make it into our
memories.
Our memories.
Okay. Sure. Great.